Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass wobble with modern punch and vintage Solin Ableton Live 12, designed specifically for jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and darker bass music. And right away, I want you to think about this the right way. In drum and bass, the bass is not just a bass line. It's basically your second drum kit. It has to lock with a kick and snare, leave space for the break, and still carry personality. So we're not making a random wob. We're building a musical bass voice that can move, answer the drums, and feel alive. First, let's set up the patch properly. Create a new MIDI track and load an instrument rack. Inside that rack, we're going to build two chains, one for the sub and one for the mid bass. This layer-based approach is super important because the sub should stay stable and mono, while the mid layer does the moving, wobbling, character stuff. On the sub chain, load operator or waveable with a plain sine wave. Operator is a great choice here because it's clean and direct. Keep it simple. No extra effects, no widening, no unnecessary processing. Set the output so it sits nicely under the track, and then add a utility after it. Set width to 0%. That keeps the low end locked in the center, where it belongs. If there's one rule to remember in DNB low end, it's this. Never widen the sub. Stereo sub can sound exciting in solo, but in a full mix it usually falls apart fast. Now move to the mid-bass chain. Load waveable and choose a saw or a square-based source. We want something with harmonic content so the wobble has something to chew on. Add a little unison, maybe two voices, but keep the tune subtle. You want attitude, not a blurry mess. Now let's write the bass phrase. Set your tempo around 172 BPM and program a simple one-bar or two-bar loop that leaves room for the snare on beats 2 and 4. That space is crucial. Old school and jungle bass lines often feel huge because they're not constantly overcrowding the drums. They breathe. A solid starting idea is to hit on beat 1. Add a short pickup before beat 2. Land a longer note after the snare. And then add a syncopated hit near the end of the bar. Keep the notes in a low register, maybe around F1 to A1. If you want that classic weight, if the low end gets muddy, move the mid layer up an octave while keeping the sub where it is. Also, pay attention to note length. Short notes around an eighth or a sixteenth create punch and space. Longer notes can bloom and wobble more. That contrast is what makes the line feel alive instead of just looping. Now we shape the mid bass. After waveable, add auto filter. Start with a low pass filter and set the cutoff somewhere around 180 to 400 Hz to begin with. Keep the resonance moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%. If the sound needs a bit more attitude, add a little filter drive too. Here's the important part. Give the note a sense of motion from the start. You can do that with Waveedable's amp envelope or by automating the filter. A fast attack, a controlled decay, and a medium sustain can give you that classic punchy bass response. The idea is to have the note start a little brighter, then darken as it settles. That makes the bass feel like it's speaking. That speaking quality is a huge part of vintage DNB and dubwise bass design. You want some notes to hit, and others to bloom. Now let's add the wobble. In Waveedable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff or Waveedable position. Start with a synced rate of 1/8 notes. That's usually a strong starting point for jungle and old school vibes. Keep the amount musical, not extreme. You want movement, not chaos. If you want a more nervous, modern roller feel, try switching to 1/16th notes in certain sections. For breakdowns or wider moments, you can slow it down to 1/4 notes or even turn it off for contrast. And that contrast matters. Don't leave the wobble static for the whole tune. Automate the LFO rate across sections so the bass evolves. Maybe the intro uses 1/8th wobble, then the drop gets a tighter 1/16th pulse on certain bars. That kind of change keeps the arrangement alive and helps the bass lock in with the drums. Now let's give it punch. Add saturator to the mid layer. Start with a few dB of drive and turn on soft clip if needed. Then, if you want even more aggression, add drum bus after that, but use it lightly. A little drive, a touch of transient enhancement, and maybe some damping if it gets harsh. Be careful with the boom control, though. We're not trying to turn the mid layer into a sub. If the bass needs more body, you can use EQ8 before the saturation and gently emphasize the low mid range, maybe somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz. Just don't overcook it. In DNB, clarity is everything. Now we glue it to the drums. Add a compressor to the mid bass chain and sidechain it from the kick. You only need subtle ducking here. The goal is to let the kick and snare breathe without making the bass pump so hard that it loses its groove. A good starting point is a fast-ish attack, a release somewhere in the 50 to 120 millisecond range, and a ratio around 2 to 4 to 1. Adjust the threshold until you see a few dB of gain reduction. That's usually enough. And if your break is doing a lot of rhythmic work, consider sidechaining from the main kick only, or even a ghost kick, rather than the whole drum bus. That way you preserve the detail of the chopped break. Also, don't forget groove. Slight timing shifts can make a huge difference. Nudge some bass hits a little late for a laid-back, soulful feel, or a little early for urgency. The bass should lean into the break, not sit on top of it like it's trying to dominate the rhythm. Now comes one of the most useful moves in this style: resample the mid-bass to audio. This is very classic jungle thinking. Once the sound is working, print it, freeze and flatten the track, or record it to a new audio track. Then you can slice it, reverse hits, chop tails, add tiny stutters, before snare hits, and treat the bass like part of the drum arrangement. That's where the sound starts to feel more old school. A lot of the character in classic DNB came from resampling and re-editing. Once it's audio, you can make it behave like a sample, not just a synth. For example, you might keep the MIDI version for the first four bars of a drop, then resample the second half and chop one note into a fill before the loop resets. That kind of move instantly gives the groove more story and more tension. Now let's think arrangement. A good DNB bassline is never just static, it needs to evolve. Automate your filter cutoff, resonance, saturation drive, LFO rate, and maybe even the utility gain for section energy. Small changes every 8 bars can make the tune feel handcrafted instead of looped. A simple arrangement idea could be this: filtered bass in the intro, then a warm and controlled wobble in drop A, then a slightly more open and aggressive version in the next section, and finally a short dropout before the return. That dropout is powerful. Taking the bass away for half a bar can make the re-entry hit much harder. And that's a very DNB thing. Call and response. Let the bass answer the snare. Let it drop out during a break fill. Let it come back on the end of four. You're not just making a sound design exercise here. You're building a conversation between the bass and the drums. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Too much wobble everywhere is the first one. If every note is moving constantly, the bass loses its impact fast. Use movement with intention. Another big one is widening the sub. Don't do it. Keep the sub mono. Another mistake is over-distorting the low end. Distort the mid layer, not the sub. If the bottom gets messy, the whole groove suffers. Also, watch out for the kick and bass fighting. If they clash, adjust your sidechain timing, shorten the bass notes or carve space with EQ. And finally, don't ignore the break. The bass should support the break, not flatten it. Here's a really useful advanced idea: use velocity to control movement. In Ableton, you can map velocity to filter amount, drive, or wave eatable position. That way harder notes can open up more, while softer notes stay rounder and darker. It adds expression without adding more notes. You can also make different wobble rates for different phrases. One bar can have slower motion, the next can be faster. That little change keeps a repeating loop from feeling mechanical. If you want even more character, try layering a very quiet Reese texture under the wobble. High pass it so it doesn't interfere with the sub, and let it add width and tension. Or try a tiny bit of chorus ensemble on the mid layer, but be very careful not to weaken mono compatibility. Another great move is subtle pitch drift. Tiny pitch movement can make the bass feel more sampled, more hardware-like, and more vintage. Just keep it subtle so it sounds alive, not out of tune. Now let's do a quick practice challenge. Build a 2-bar drum loop at 172 BPM, with a chopped break and a kick snare foundation. Then create a 4-note bass phrase that leaves space for the snare. Use a signed sub in operator, a saw or square mid layer in wave-eatable, and add auto filter, saturator, and compressor sidechain. Then automate the filter so bar 2 opens a little more than bar 1. Resample one pass of the mid bass, and chop one note into a fill before the loop resets. And finally, check it in mono. If it still feels strong in mono, you're on the right track. Make 3 versions if you can. One clean and soulful, one darker and dirtier, and one more aggressive and modern. Save the best one as an Ableton Instrument Rack preset so you can reuse it later. So to wrap it up, the big idea here is simple: build your bass as clean sub plus moving mid layer, keep the low end mono, and shape it around the drums instead of against them. Use filter movement and saturation for soul, sidechain for space, and resampling for old school character. If you get that balance right, your wobble won't just be loud. It'll feel alive, heavy, and unmistakably DNB. Now let's move on and hear how it sits in the full groove.